What's good? It's your man MC Shan, and you tuned into the G Lou Show, Flashback Fridays. Y'all already know what it is. One time for your mind, two times for your soul.
Microphone check. 1, 2, 1, 2. That was MC Shan. One time for your mind, two times for your soul. Why do people get in here? Get in here. Get in here. Thank you, G Lou. I think I hear my queen cousin in the background. And I think we getting on in here, y'all. We getting on in here.
Good evening, queen cousin. Good evening, G. Lou. Good evening, everybody. That show was a nice intro, King. I love that. That was nice. Yeah, good evening. Set the tone. He set the tone. That's what, you know. That's what he,
well, you sound good. I can't believe it's already Friday, y'all.
Friday, June. Oh, my goodness. July the 7th. shout out to anyone celebrating a birthday today. My auntie is celebrating her birthday. Happy heavenly birthday. And we also lost Tupac Shakur's stepdad today. So prayers going out to his sister and his family. Yeah, Matula. But it is Friday. We're here. We should all feel blessed that we was on the ledger this morning. It was roll call time. The trumpet sound, and we arrived. Praise. Absolutely. All praise to the Most High for that, you know. I know that I'm grateful.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's what's going on over there in Dean, though?
Oh, you know, it's hot. Pardon me, folks. We got a heat warning. So hopefully nothing goes out or anything like that. You know, just working hard and trying to stay out the heat. Like most, you know, people are trying to do right now. It is the summer. But nothing too much to report. 4th of July went off without a hitch. It's definitely not 80th and Avalon, what you're used to when you living in South Central, so we, you know, we got a little relief. So Max didn't go all the way crazy. They didn't pop the fireworks till the break of dawn the next day and the next day. So, you know, but this is the same old thing, Queen. Same old thing.
Right on. So we're glad that you guys have tuned in with us. We have an amazing playlist for you because we are featuring the legendary dope-ass artist, Outkast. Yes.
That's right, Queen. That's right. I seen that on your the IG today. I said, check her out. She said, the dopest queen. You know, we do all this together. But perfect timing, as they were just named the number one rap hip-hop group of all time, okay? Coming off the heels of that, and it's been a big debate all week, but that's not for tonight. We ain't doing no debate tonight. We're just here for y'all pleasure, okay? So you can tap into the studio line 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. The producer will go ahead and bring you in. You can listen online, queenblogtalkradio.com/TheGLU Show. And this show is always produced by the amazing producer GLU at The GLU Show on IG, hosted by myself, Cousin Marcy, and the beautiful, lovely Queen Jean of The GLU Show. We're here West Coast every Friday, y'all, 7 p.m. East Coast 10 p.m. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, The GLU Show. We're sponsored by BTP Media Group, Tweed Cadillac, Nor Armani Candles. Get your candles, y'all. One World Magazine and GLU After Hours Live. And as the queen always says, she gives us a toast with that champagne bottle and those glasses, okay? Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Toasting it up.
So, Queen, we didn't talk about this last week. I did want to ask your opinion, and we all know we're going to get into it, y'all, because this is not what, did you see what happened in Lancaster? It was last week, and where those sheriffs slammed that lady down while she was just taping or filming her husband being arrested.
Yes. I did see that. I did see the husband being detained as well. I did hear what the charges, why they were being detained. I heard him tell them that she had cancer. The cop just walked over there and, you know, like she didn't have the right to do that. But yeah, I did see that. And it's, you know, I was talking to my daughter. I said, Juneteenth is supposed to be about freedom for us, right?
Right.
But where is that at? Like, for real, though, where is it at?
So yeah.
I told my daughter, kind of make me not even want to celebrate that, because do we really have freedom? They just mess up every doggone thing if we're not messing it for ourselves as black people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know,
but anyway,
it's not isolated. And it's just so sad. I adore, because that's how I first came to be with you all here at, you know, the GLU platform, was the invite to go ahead and, you know, speak on what was going on at the time. But there was cell phone video other than what was released, you know, from the body cam. So hopefully during the show, we actually might have the witness that did go ahead and videotape that, just to give her account of what had taken place. So just stay tuned, you all. But I did just want to pick your brain a little bit about that, Queen, because that was something else. And like, when you know people and you can see it, and in this day of age, and we talked about this with the other stuff too, like, what do we do? You know, do we tape it? And it's just too much.
And they're
it's
mad about that. And that's,
I
you know,
know,
they get mad. So the other person you're speaking of, I believe, might be the woman who was in the car just videotaping it. Because I did hear something about that. But yeah,
okay.
I'm praying for the family, praying for those who were victimized by that. Especially the lady, she has cancer, she probably, you know what I'm saying, like,
it's just all the way around. Yeah, and keep an eye out for one another. We talk about that all the time here. If you see something, do something. No neighborhood is different from the other. You know, if we don't talk about these things and put it on blast, we might not even know about it, you know. So, but I'm not going to hold up the party. I just want to get that off and say we might have a surprise. Good surprise, yeah. But Outkast, okay?
We got Outkast, y'all, like Outkast. As I stated, we do have a dope playlist for you guys. If you have an Outkast song that you might want to hear, 914-803-4001, press 1, and that will be your way of getting in on the line and letting us know your tidbit on Outkast and maybe request your favorite song. But with that being said, we're going to get this going on.
That's right, Queen.
Yeah, with our first joint. What's the first joint, Cousin Marcy?
So, you know, we had to take them back, Honey Boom. That's my new name for you. I told you. I love you with that blonde. We're going to take them back.
Don't
okay, they were formed. Oh, don't do that to me.
Go ahead.
Don't do that to me. In 1992, Atlanta. Okay, we're talking about none other than Andre 3000, Benjamin, and Antoine, Big Boy Patton. 6 studio albums later, 1 compilation, 1 soundtrack, 1 video album, 32 singles, 3 promo singles, 21 music videos. Let's take it on all the way back to the debut album that was certified platinum. Okay, they gave us this one right here. Check this one out. Y'all, we'll get the party started. We're talking about Southern Playalistic Cadillac Music. Let's go, y'all.
Let's go.
Well, it's the M.I. Cricket Lester coming around the south, throwing the straight hammers and bows in that old southern flout. Ain't nothing but incense in my atmosphere. I'm bending corners in my lag box, cause that's how we been rolling here. Jesus is bangers in the face because it's Georgia kicking the cankies. And I see the fact that your beats are such as supposed to cut. Cat fists and grits on my flow. Clothes rolling steady in that caddy, but the 50 bottles got to go. See, Juice and Jen used to be my friend from the beginning. Now I'm just a player sipping sauce every now and then. To catch a buzz like a bumblebee. Niggas who try to fuck with me get sprayed like Ray, cause it ain't nothing. See, my heat is in the trunk along with that quad knock. No, my heart don't pump no too late. Jumping, you'll get too sprayed, too raised. Your block's the one and only Outkast. Many a nigga falling fast and I continue blasting quickly. They ain't gon' get me, got something for them. The devil up in your grill and you still don't even know them. Show them who's the okay, like collard greens and hoe cakes. I got soul, that's something that you ain't got. That's why your style is rotten. Stop in the land of ATL, where nothing but pimps will be equipped, quick to make a sale. Well, rolling got my pockets, business booming like rockets. Folks try to stop it, but they know that it's bad. Like dusty roads, then I yell, ho, when I come up off they sleep like a southern hustler pose. The new ones in the house like a joiner's bitch for my kinfolks and all the niggas that was down since we been from. Taking them deeper than a submarine, so scream when you hear the team of two. My crew be thinking two fat hoes, dissing off in a room. I'm packing my tag backwards if you wanna be acting wrong. Word is wrong like super glue, it's funky like poop with soup, and every word I say you can true.
Well, okay, don't get cast out, I swear to God I got the highest moving Cadillac, the SB analytic, who they built, can you handle that, you rat? I take my time cruising round the city mall, and under my seat, for you suckers, is your kind of curtain call. The ones you took the gauge, P-U-M-P, you gonna do what that guy, heat the barrel to the tip, you get me? See, I ain't really getting in where I fit, organizers on the track, with the southern playalistic shit. So copy my slang and bite my shit, but don't try gaffling me, cause even you get served with some southern hospitality. Forget a phone and if you're on it,
gift. So now I just rather walk with a pimp slip while my niggas are in East Point with that collar bar pimp smoke. Down is how I wanna end it on this track. So I pass it to my partner and step back up in my Cadillac.
Step up in my juju cruise, this ain't gon' true. Involved for the hoes only when we roll this through. Atlanta's got me blue. The sun is beaming, it's seeming that I'm glistening. Rather gleaming, 2020 got me leaning to the side, full of pride. Now ain't that something? I'm dipping into your hood. This ain't rare, but I'm bumping, thumping out the road, just dungeon. If y'all miss it, big kill, getting my PA outcast. Nothing for your list.
Pick me a drink, I got now we bend. The corner in my Cadillac, my heart does not go 50 fat for no rat. I'm leaning back, my elbows out the window, coke rum and endo fills my body, where's the party? We rode deep, we dipped to underground, sees a lot of hoes around. I spit my game while waiting countdown. I fight 4, 1, 3, 2, here comes the one. A new year has begun, B-Funk Squawk, another one. One.
For the players out there hustling, getting down for theirs. From East Point, College Park, Decatur, DeVry, you know, niggas worldwide. Down for that.
Hey, hey, hey. Before we go on, yeah, we have a caller. We're going to bring our caller in, and then we'll proceed. Good evening, caller.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Who do we have on the line?
My name is Melinda. I live in Lancaster.
Melinda, this is my special caller, y'all. Hey, how are you, sweetie?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you so much for tapping in. I am well. I am well. I know you got your hands full, but I did just try to feel. Yes, we hear him. Hey, he sounds so cute. But I was just telling the listeners and Queen here and Mr. Dilu about, you know, what took place in your neighborhood. I did get some of the facts incorrect. You weren't actually the videotaper, but you were at the, you all had a protest. We just wanted to see if you can give us some of your input on the entire situation briefly and, you know, just what's the climate out there right now? Because I'm sure this isn't the first event that has taken place like this. Let us know what
you're
doing.
Oh, yeah, it's hot. It's hot. So if you know anything about this area, it gets to the hundreds. It gets to, I think we're going to get to like 109 next week or something like that. So it's hot.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So when I've seen the video, though, I shop there frequently. So, you know, I didn't think too much of it. I go in. I don't really grocery shop there, but I go in for a couple things. I come out. But when I seen the video, I think my mouth dropped. I was disappointed. I was taken aback, you know what I'm saying? But that's how the sheriffs are out here, though. You get a couple cool ones, but you get some that you already know that they do not like us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's a horrible thing. And, it, you know, the neighborhood, it looks, you know, it looks nice.
Yeah, it's a nice grocery
store.
Like, you know,
why
a lot of
you
people
wouldn't even, you know, think that anything like this would happen. I noticed it. Yeah. Wow.
It's a nice grocery store.
That's just
a lot of
awful. But not to take up too much of your time.
No, I was just saying it's a cool grocery store. A lot of people who don't have a lot of money, they shop there because they have reasonable prices. But they have a lot of LPs that follow
right.
The black people around. And they automatically assume that they were stealing, which they do in a lot of stores out here. I've been followed around in Ulta before out here. I have never been in an Ulta before, but I was followed around the store because they thought I was, you know, potentially looking to steal something, you know. So I just feel like I went to the rally. I went to work. I went to the rally because I support the movement. I feel like something needs to happen. Something needs to change out here.
Yeah, that's a horrible thing. I was just watching it again. I apologize. Before we let you go, Queen, did you have anything for Melinda?
No, she basically just summed it up on how it is out there in that area and, you know, just what's happening all over the world. And as you stated, your mouth dropped because it was like, wow, I'm so close to this, so that's understandable. Well, I just wanted to say we're praying for the community out there and the couple who was victimized by it, and also yourself and your family. Just always be safe because you're already aware of their get down out there. So, you know, just always be safe.
As a mother of two grown men, I fear for them every time they leave the house or when they're outside, so especially out here. So.
Absolutely.
So pray
for
the city. Pray for them. I don't know if you are on my Facebook, but I just shared a video, a post, where she's now the lady that it happened to. She's now in a. She has a what's the name on her arm? A cast on her arm from the incident that happened. So hopefully that sheriff gets fired. Hopefully some change goes on around here. Like, I'm gonna keep protesting. I'm gonna keep sharing. That's just gonna be me.
Yeah, well, we just have to stay prayed up.
Yeah, definitely, Queen. That part right there. And if you can,
I have a song request too.
Yes, I was gonna ask you. Did you want to hear any outcasts?
Yeah, I want to hear Who Be Who.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we write that down. We'll get that on for you. Okay, and stay with us. And if you want to. Give us an update on anything that takes place. You know, if you want to just call in, we're here on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, okay? And you can check us out. But we definitely appreciate you, okay? And you all take care, you and your family.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you as well. Thank you, Queen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye. Wow. I hadn't even seen the video yet, Queen. Like, it just, wow.
I'm going to throw up in my mouth.
Thank you for the call. All right, well, yes. Back to Outkast, right? Wow.
Absolutely.
They'll get the party started for sure. But the one we have next, Queen, this was a good one. Still from that breakout album. It featured Goody Mob, and it had a good point to it, but it was just like, get up, get out and get something, okay? Wow, that's crazy. Powerful video, too. Shout out to Goody Mob, CeeLo Green.
CeeLo.
A little short person like myself.
Right.
Get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high. You need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out, and get something. 'Cause you and I got to do for you and I. I don't recall ever graduating at all. Sometimes I feel I'm just a disappointment to y'all. Every day I just stay around and I can't be found. Always have to give me some, living life like a punk. Time to trust, my auntie got enough problems of her own. Nigga, you supposed to be grown. I agree, I gotta be the man I'm supposed to be. But negativity is all you seem to ever see. I admit, I've done some dumb shit, and I'm probably gonna do some more. You shouldn't hold that against me though. Why not? My music's all that I got, but sometimes must be invested for this to be manifested. I know you know, but I'm gonna say this to you. I get high, but I don't get too high. So what's the limit supposed to be? That must be why you can't get your ass up out the bed before 3. You need to get up, get out, cut that bullshit out. Ain't you sick and tired of having to do without? Damn, what up with all these questions? You acting so you know something I don't. Do you have any suggestions? 'Cause every job I get is cruel and demeaning. Sick of taking trash out and toilet bowls cleaning. But I'm also sick and tired of struggling.
for smuggling. Nah, that ain't what I'm about. See, no one just continue traveling this route without any doubt or fear. I know the Lord ain't brought me this far so he can drop me off here. Did I make myself clear?
You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high, nigga. You need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out, and get something. Cause you and I got to do for you and I.
Stand up, so what said you dickhead? See, when I was a youngster, used to wear them fucking broke heads. My mama made me do it, but the devil, he made me smart. Taught me to jack some weak-ass niggas before they fucking started. In the middle school, I was a bigger fool. I wore a tank top to still pop my tattoo, thought it was cool. I used to hang out with my daddy's brothers. I call them my uncles. They taught me how to smoke herb. I followed them when they ran numbers. So in a sense, I was Rosemary's baby. And then I learned the difference between a bitch and a lady. Yeah, I treat them all like toasty. I pimped them, bitch never had my money, so I never whipped them. See, all the players came and all the players went. A player ain't a gangster, but a player can handle with shit, bitch. You need to get up, get out, get something, smoke out, cause it's all about money, money, money. Yeah, right, shit. A nigga smoking plats in the Braves that I hang with, we go away, cause the dungeon is where the funk's at. Why? I'm too to organize, cause they raised me. I'm also down with the base, cause L.A. Reid, yeah, he paid me, and it's true. And all that other fat shit like that.
You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high, nigga. You need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out, and get something. Cause you and I got to do for you and I.
A lot of people in my past tried to do me, screw me, throw me over in the fire. Let me get chunky and charred like a bird. One of the spirits got the mutant's mind. I'm getting paranoid and steady looking for the time. It's 8 in the morning and ain't nobody up yet. I got my lone charge, get my coat and throw my ball cap. I'm headed out the door to get up in my ride. I'm digging through the ashtray, hoping to have a good day. I have to make a trip. And when I light it up, I hear a voice in my head. Now I know it's on. My day has finally started. Back up in my crib, beat my shit, break out quick in my slick. 84 South Danderville, steady bouncing out the point to Camerton Road, the valley of the South Side flow. Everybody know about that killer that we call Flo. So keep your eyes peeled for the Cobra unit, cause they know for jumping out of black Chevy trucks and through the ball. Here comes the Red Dogs. I'm busting out around the corner in my hall, dipping from the area. I'm scared, so one of these bitches might wind up dead. Cause I have no time for jail. Fuck clapping cops, fuck Elgin Bell and crooked ass Jackson. Got the whole country thinking that my city is a big lick for 96, 94, Big Gip, Goody Mo, Outcast, a vision from the past. Hootie, hootie, hoo. My white owls are burning kinda slow.
You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high, nigga. You need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out, and get something. Cause you and I got to do for you and I.
Y'all telling me that I need to get out and vote, huh? Why? Ain't nobody black running but crack curves, so why I got to register? I'm thinking of better shit to do with my time. Never smelled the aroma of the plumber, but I write the deep ass rhyme. So let me take y'all way back to when a nigga stayed in Southwest Atlanta, A. Y'all could not tell me nothing, thought I hit that bottom rock. At age 13, start working at that loading dock. Then laying my mama off of work, General Motors tripping. But I come home back like Hank from licking and dipping. Doing dumb shit, not knowing what a nigga know now. Yeah, that petty shit will have you cased up and locked down. I dip over to each point, still acting a fool. Wasting my time in the school, I'd rather be shooting fool. Cool is how I played the 10th grade. I thought it was all about macking hoes and wearing pimp face. Instead of being in class, I'd rather be up in some ass. Not thinking about them six courses that I need to pass. Graduation rolled around like roly-polies. Damn, that's fucked up. I should've listened when my mama told me that. If you play now, you're gonna suffer later. Figured she was talking yang-yang, so I paid her no attention and kept missing the point she tried to poke me with. The doper that I get, the more I'm feeling broke as shit. Huh. But that don't matter though, I am an O-U-C-Cast. So get up,
up off your ass.
You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You got to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high. You need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out, and get something. Cause you and I got to do for you and I. You need to get up. You need to get up.
You need to get up and get out and do something. Hey, 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 we got another caller on the line. Good evening, caller.
Good evening, caller. Hello.
What is good,
DJ
Maniac?
How are you? I should have played some bit. Like you just don't care, you know? That's hey, my shit. Hey.
Okay.
I love
right
yeah.
on.
I'm a big Outkast fan.
Are you?
Right.
So tell us what your favorite moment of Outkast is, like a song, and what was your favorite moment at the time if you were listening to one of their joints?
Oh man, going to Atlanta a long time ago, and I was listening to my one of my favorite albums. I think it's called, damn, begin with an A.
Aquemini,
yes. That one.
Okay.
That's my favorite, and Rosa Parks. That one, listening to that, I went crazy. That one, and my favorite moment was when they was at the awards and Andre 3000 said the South had something to say. Because the South didn't really get respect at the time.
Yeah.
And they kicked down the doors. Like, they are one of the greatest groups of all time. I always thought Big
yeah.
Boy was better, though. Big Boy is my favorite.
But he can't, yeah, he is good. But for me, they're both my favorites, but I was going to speak on style. Some people think Andre's style is weird, but I love his style.
He's unique.
Yeah. Yeah, very unique. I mean, I like, you know, different, so I love his style. But there's some dope brothers, and the way that they met and how long they've been acquainted and what they took something that they did in high school and look at what they made it out of. Just made it big for themselves. Yeah, that's big. You know, two brothers met at the school. They both was into music, and they came together and formed Outkast. And look how big. I mean, just look at all the accolades that they have. That's cool. You know, those are like-minded brothers.
Yeah.
Thank
God.
And they dodged that bullet. No pun intended, because when Andre did step up and said the South had something to say, who is he really speaking to? And everybody thought they was talking to the other person. He was really talking to Puffy and them. They
were
the ones really beefing. It wasn't no Death Row. The beef was the South and the East.
Yeah.
Powerful moment.
Because in reality, they could go bar for bar with a lot of MCs. They are really nice.
Yep. Could see that. That's why they had that, like, no, the South got something to say. But congratulations, DJ Maniac. Okay, R&B Theater Volume 4 released today on Bandcamp. I got my file. Nice, locked and loaded.
Nice. I love it. Oh, man. That's my favorite.
Yeah, you did that fast. You did that fast. You said, I'm going to put that on next week, and it came out next week.
I know.
Yeah, DJ Maniac getting the lap, and he be cooking it up. He don't be playing. That recipe just stays in his head. you know, that's what's so phenomenal about you, that you're just amazing when it comes to that. You're about kind of like what we're speaking on of Andre and Big Boy. You have something that you want to do, and you just go through. You just do it. You know what I'm saying? You don't, ain't no time to waste. That's basically what it is. There is no time to waste. You know, you come up with a recipe, and you get in that lab, and you do your thing. So, yeah, salute to you. You know, you even with producing G Blues music, the latest one. So, and they're dope. Like, back to the 80s is dope. Yeah. That is a dope thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, shout out to DJ Maniac. If anybody's interested in any beats for a fee, you can contact DJ Maniac. Give me your handle, DJ right. Maniac. Most definitely. Most definitely.
Deion Sanders, tell him must be the money. No.
Hey, when you're amazing like that, come on now.
True.
Amen.
So thank you for tapping in. What is that? You gonna hang out with us?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Give him your handles. He's back there, like, he's making another beat, queen. He's back there working. He's back there making a beat right now. He's like, yep. Oh, my God.
You don't wear those berets just for fashion. Berets are powerful. They make a powerful statement. Right. Yeah, they make a powerful statement. See, but some people wear tams that kind of, that has a mirror of a beret. But a beret is a very powerful. My daddy used to have a lot of those. They're powerful. Powerful. You see somebody put a beret on and a mid-knee coat, tweed maybe, the tweed material. You guys get where I'm going, you know, looking like, you know, the 70s,
yes.
The 60s.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's how DJ Maniac put it out there. So, yeah, I hear you.
What's your outcast request? We got to get yours and Miss Melinda's request on, but what's your outcast request?
Oh, of course, ATLians.
Okay. We got it coming up. Don't you? All right, we're going to
get
you on there too now.
Absolutely.
Follow the funk from the skunk in the tank that is drunk in the dungeon. It goes on and on and on like that. Going out to the jeeps and the hoes and the lacks. All sookie, all day and day, any day, every damn day. I be thinking about the good old days when I was a whippersnapper. You should try to get a kiss, but now with beat them draws a master. I'm just a southern playalistic pimp. I used to sling a fat rock, but now I'm surfing him. I never even smoked a grandma crack, but yo, I'm dope. My doper than a junkie or a pookie, cause it's some. So each one, teach one. I be claiming truth to each one at College Park and the things I used to do around ATL. Home of the pimps and the money makers. Club niggas, Magic City, and the southern players. I never said I was a gangster, but I will do ya. So hallelujah, hallelujah. One for the players at the crib drinking drinks, and two was for the sound hootie hoo that I made. Hootie hoo. Playing these bitches is my favorite sport, but ain't no gang when they be calling your name in the coat. Oh, it's Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. Got an OB20 sack fully packed, it's so tight that it's busting out the seams. Yes sir, I'm set. Oh, but let me touch the 380 before I jet. Hops off in the lack with big gift, you got a like. Hootie hoo. Communication device done when I'm twice. Should I answer the call? Yes, we macking them all. We met them off in the mall. Recall players ball. Well, it's players ball too, so I guess I call you later on. And then your whole crew can fall through. Now later on done got here. I take some peek, now let me see what do we got here. Draws, falling down like niggas in they drive-by. I got up in them homes and I told her bye-bye. About 2 weeks later, she called me with some bullshit. Talking about her period late, guess what I did? Click.
No, it couldn't be me. Not me.
Big Brian on my left, Andre's on my right. Act like Highway, no
cause we got that chicken gizzard in the dungeon and we go. But some of you niggas can't cope with it, so Kobe. Hip hop to the front to the back, it don't stop from the streets of ATL to the slums of Collet Park. So God told my Gino, it's our cast for the 94 era. You heard the breakers call, we taking it to another level. Hallelujah, holla, let me get a swallow of that Marcel, and you may go to hell. Set sail with the nigga from ATL Southwest, that is. It's that southern sense in your chest, that is. One more game for my friend who don't take no bullshit from no bitch you expect. I ain't the sugar daddy nigga who will pay you. Silly of you to think that I would, but I will lay you down like some vocals. You can quote those here till I'm dead, yes, it's now your broke hoe. Don't get me wrong, the disrespect is not my shit. But if you fall in this category, then you's a bitch.
Yes, I love her like Egyptian. Want her description, my royal highness. So many pluses when I bust that, there can't be no modest. Went from yelling quicker than crows, bitches and hoes to swing things. Over the years I've been up on my toes, and yes, I sing things like Kilroy. Shit, why? Because them folks might think you soft talking like that. Man, fuck them niggas, I'm going off and coming right back like boomerangs when you storm. With these old ghetto poems, think it is better form when they can let they storm. Down from hitchhiking and fighting niggas into the temple they call the body. Now everybody got it, had it, talked about it amongst their friends. Coming around my crew, looking jazzy, wanna pretend like you miss good at faux shoes. Even bold news that you got coached, like acupuncture patients while our nation is a broke straight thinking. I hate thinking that these the future mamas of our chillin'. They fucking a different nigga every time they get the feeling too. I'm willing to go the extra kilo, need it just to see my senorita get her pillow. On the side of my bed where no good ever stayed. House and doctor was the games we used to play, but now it's real jazzy bear.
What if you was a player, real player, not no flop? Having the very best of life, lots of steak and Perry on, smoking an ounce so we get every single day with personal freakness. Tricking these hoes in polo clothes, life as you conceived it, but your conception, deception. Looking into your eyes, I see your weapon and it's depressing. They're digging up in your thighs, leaving deposits, keeping your closets open, knocking your boots and jaws, hoping to get you strong like bell bars. Steadily calling me Antoine, cause you thinking that you my lady, bitch, don't play me cause you're janky. I wanted to hit that ass for me and a goodie, we got danky. So thank me, you wanted that southern plagiaristic game, you was the only one to blame. A nigga don't even know your name, it's a shame. You cocking them up and fucking a nigga like Tupac up. I'm leaving these clothes to be the flowers and wait, don't get me. See, I gotta be feeding my daughter, teach her to be that natural woman. You'll be waiting to exhale while you other hoes be dumb and dumb.
The black on black lack no star. When is attention so that no one knows who us are. Talk bad about her nigga, guaranteed to snap like bra. Straps sticking together like grandma and grandpa pa. In this doggy dog world, kitty cats be scratching on my furry coat to curl. Up with me and my bowl of kibbles and bits I want to Earl. Cause most of the girls that we was liking in high school, now they dyking.
having no mercy for the disrespect there once. Some be hanging around the crew looking for fun. Dumb, deaf and fine, they be asking me all about mine, how she doing, how she be. I know she sipping that wine behind my back, they squawk like vultures, off and on that twins of coaches, baby. Hey, he making it like they sculptured nails, but they can go to hell and lay one user because they burn it anyway. Big boy user and abuser.
Fuck about what others say and get gone. The alienators cause we different. Keep your hand to the sky. Like sounds of blackness when I practice what I preach and don't lie. I be the baker and the maker of the beats of my pie. Now break a breaker, tenfold. Can I get some reply? Now everybody say,
I throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fishing grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fishing grits, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah.
Every day I sit while my nigga be in school, thinking about the second album at the dungeon, shooting pool like ES to the PN, cause we just to be in the zone. Honey, I'm home, but I'm not married, carried a lot of problems around, being frustrated. And now I'm sitting at the end of the month, I just made it like you made the B team, and like your daddy's wife, you making a coffee. You heard the AT alien, so back the hell up off.
Softly, as if I play piano in the dark, found a way to channel my anger, not to involve. The world's a stage and everybody got to play their part. God works in mysterious ways, so when he starts the job of speaking through us, we be so sincere with this here. No drugs or alcohol, so I can get the signal clear as day. Put my Glock away, I got a stronger weapon that never runs out of ammunition, so I'm ready for war, okay?
Throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fishing grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah.
yes sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Property got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up, no gang be throwed up. But still Andre got action. They sweat like keep all of my teeth. I take it upon myself to handle mine. Thinking that you got double time to do this. Have you shot up? Thought you knew this. I'm crumbling, no time for problems. Y'all in my back, watching my back, wetting them up like flesh. Leaving them in they flesh of blood. The clock is ticking, niggas from my block is missing. I'm putting it down like it be hot before we all get shot. Got only so much time in this bastard. Better be claiming bro, but I be saying they procrastinating. Settling for less, better be ready when they roll up in your nest. And think one in your chest and you gone up out of here for good. Y'all be bopping back and forth to let me know you understood. Yeah, what's up? Check me out, see, once in a while when niggas be trying to test me, I get risky, grab a pint of golden whiskey, then they swing, but shit, they miss me, huh, I'm getting nice with them things, because I do like that, you heard me on the radio, and yes, my man, I'm true to that, I run my lyrics the way I wanna hear them, and shoot my dice against the brick the way I wanna flick them, niggas will ring around the roses, diamonds around my neck from Flexus, but I'm running niggas over like a 94, let you test it, 10 millimeters, count them nigga, fuck a 9, see, I added a millimeter for y'all niggas doing crimes and drive-by. Kiss your ass, bye-bye, sayonara suckers. I flip the script and turn the page, it's getting your motherfuckers. Be popping shots like them hoes, be popping cooties. And I still be spreading bullets like them freaks be spreading cooties. So look at niggas, I'm hunting Red October. I set my shit and ran my lyrics and now my verse is over. Nugget blunt box, it's empty. That's what the earth is dropping. It's simply marvelous time, it's ticking. But some of the time when I be laying vocals in the dungeon, sugar bet and won't be smoking ounces like it ain't nothing. It ain't shit to take another hit, so hit it up the cannabis. The diva weed reefer, yeah, smoke shit. It's all they end it till they label me to see. So fire up another one and smoke out and fuck the world, peace. We is gonna smoke out until we choke out like some merry men. Cowards I be burying, coming around my trap. What's that, see, nigga, you get nothing. Just like DJ do the cut and I be having your posse ducking. Nothing but king shit, I am asking. Sucker, can you hang? That player with the pepper throw us all off in your game. Sprinkle, sprinkle, motherfucker, don't be crying on me. That's something that's me in my chest until I'm chilling in peace.
Yeah.
Like two fat hoes sitting off on cornflakes. Dropping these things like french fries and high grease. Big gift, get him RPA out can. The J-O-Y. Just let y'all niggas know. Forever pampering, never slipping. That's how it is. That's how it's gonna be. That's how it was in the past. That's how it's gonna be in the future, nigga. It's all day and day. So what you wanna do with it? Bring that shit on, know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And just like that, we are back. That was a classic, DJ Maniac, Queen Jean, and Cousin Mercy, Mr. Gilu in the building. People, you are tuned in to another fabulous Flashback Friday, where we're highlighting the number one rated hip-hop group, Outkast, straight out the ATL. Andre 3000 and Antoine Big Boy Patton. Yes, get into it, y'all. Did y'all know? I mean, I know, but I didn't know. Okay, AT Aliens album out in 1996 went 2x platinum. Aquemini in 1998, 2x platinum. Stankonia released in 2000, 5x platinum. Speaker Box and the Love Below just hit the mountaintop in 2003, 11x platinum. 11x platinum. Did she just say, she said 11x platinum, y'all. Idlewild released in 2006, certified platinum. You got a lot to get into if you didn't know a lot about Outkast, but yeah, y'all. They one heck of a group. Just like Queen was stating earlier, they are just the business.
They're dope. They're amazing. They're awesome. And their catalog is amazing, all their accolades. But, you know, they worked hard for it. They worked hard. They put in the work. They showed their artistry, their lyrical style. They worked hard for it. They deserved everything that they have received. And not to mention their actors as well. So, So, yes, they're doing many big things there. Let me just throw out a few announcements really quick. It's not going to be long. We definitely got to let the people know about our Saturday free food giveaway with Cynthia Nunn. That's every Saturday at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. The line starts at 12:30 p.m. You can contact Sylvia Nunn on IG as SNN Angels. And Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. I noticed that she's putting up more videos. We'll check her out. There may be a video put up later on tonight regarding the food giveaway tomorrow. And also, let's not forget about Luther Jr. Keith, a.k.a. Big Boo. I just love what he's doing for the homeless people. He's out there every day, 7 days a week, 24 hours, it seems like. And he's giving them food and clothes and blankets. So if you want to donate, you can contact Luther Jr. Keith on Facebook and Instagram. And don't forget about our Tweed Cadillac After Six Cruise show that airs every Thursday, hosted and produced by Tweed himself with G. Lou. They have AKAs, Mr. Melody and Lou Lavish. The studio line is 347-855-8436. Press 1 to speak or listen online at blogtalkradio.com, 93 Tweed FM. The West Coast time is 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast is 10 o'clock p.m. So check them out every Thursday. And subscribe to our YouTube channel, The G. Lou Show, where they have all type of contents going on over there. Nora Monte Candles on IG. Check them out as well for their wax melts, room fresheners, and car fresheners. You have to go to the website, which is noramontecandles.com. And also for a tattoo, I love Poison Ink Tattoos, 6693 Downey Avenue. That's in Long Beach, California. Ask for Poison and follow Mr. Poison on IG, 323-639-9747. Book in advance with a $50 deposit. And I just wanted to put those few announcements out there for our Friday evening. So going over to our YouTube channel, I'm sure something will be popping over there tonight because it's Friday night. Somebody just got paid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't me, so that's why I giggly puff laugh like that, like ha ha. Jeez, that sounds nice. No.
Absolutely. And DJ Maniac, though, always check him out. He got big things going on. And don't forget to get that Back to the 80s streaming and on all digital platforms. So, yeah, let us pray.
That's right, Queen. Thank you for those announcements. You always keeping the good folks in tune with the good stuff that they can do for their community. Okay, so make sure you always tap in and listen for those. And I think we done made it up to another one that Mr. DJ Maniac said is one of his favorites. Oh, a lot of people as well. I'm talking about none other than, they got a little flack for this title, okay? Rosa Parks, y'all. Oh, no. We going into... Hey, we can do this one. That's right.
Elevator,
look, I'm
going
all the way down, okay?
Elevator, dog. Elevator.
That's right,
you said. One for the money, yes, sir. Two for the show. A couple of years ago, I'm Headland and the Low. What's the starter? Something good. Well, me and my nigga rode the martyr through the hood. Just trying to find that hook up. Now, every day we looked up at the ceiling. Watching ceiling fans go round, trying to catch that feeling off instrumental. Had my pencil and plus my paper. We caught the 86 slots on your head to Decatur, writing rhymes, trying to find our spot up in that light. Light up in that spot, knowing that we can rock, doing the hole in the wall club. This shit here must stop, like Breeze. We making the crowd move, but we not making no G's, and that they know no.
A 1-2 dope niggas in the Cadillac, they call us. Went from Plagueis Ball to Ball, putting the stop up on the map. It's like Little Rock to banging. Niggas say motherfuck that plaguing. They paying, we saying legging vocals, no cows done. Made it with them big boys up in this industry, outcast. Yeah, them niggas they making big noise, over a million sold to this day. Niggas they taking lightly, 96 gon' be that year that out, y'all. Plagueis hit us and bite me around this bitch.
Yo, mama and your cousin too. Going down the strip on the boat. Coming up, slamming Cadillac door. Me and you. Yo, mama and your cousin too. Going down the strip on the boat. Coming up, slamming Cadillac door.
Back in the day when I was younger, hunger, looking to fill me belly with that rallies. Bullshit, pull shit off like it was supposed to be pulled. Full of the tick I was, stone like them white boys. Smoking them white goods before them blunts got croaked. Chunky asses, passes getting thrown like Hail Marys. And they looking like Halle Berry, so, so fine. Intertwined, but we ain't sipping wine, we just chilling. I'm the rabbit villain, and I'm so high, smoking freely. Me, Lil B, Reek Moan and Shug, and my little brother James. Things changed in the hood where I live at. Them rats know, mama, I want to sing, but mama, I want to trick. And mama, I'm sucking dicks now. We moving on up in the world like elevators. Me and the crew, we pimps like 82. Me and you like Tone. Yeah, yeah. Like this, East Point, and we gone.
Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on the boat. Coming up, slamming that leg door. Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on the boat.
I stopped at the mall the other day, heard a call from the other way that I just came from. Some nigga was saying something, talking about smoke something.
You remember me from school?
No, not really, but it kept smiling like a clown, facial expression looking silly, and it kept asking me, what kind of car you drive? I know you paid, I know y'all got buku with poles from all them song that y'all done made. And I replied that I've been going through the same thing that he has. True, I got more fans than the average man, but not enough loot to last me to the end of the week. I live by the beat like you live check to check. If you don't move your feet, then I don't eat, so we like neck to neck. Yes, we done come a long way like them slim ass cigarettes from Virginia. This ain't gon' stop, so we just gon' continue.
You, your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on the boat. Coming up, slamming Cadillac door. Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on the boat. Coming up, slamming Cadillac door. Me and you. Yo, mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on the boat. Coming up, slamming Cadillac door. Me and you. Yo, mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on the boat. Coming up, slamming Cadillac door.
put it up.
Many a day has passed, the night has gone by, but still I find the time to put that bomb off in your eyes. Total chaos for these playoffs, thought we was abs, and we're taking another route to represent the Dungeon family. Like Ray Day, me and my nigga decide to take the back way. We stabbing every city, then we headed to that back cave. ATL, Georgia, what do we do for fall ya? Bulldog and hoes like them Georgetown Hawkins. Boy, you trying to steal it, ain't my room, it's sitting pretty. Doing donuts while you suckers like some truckers on Ron Titus. Damn, we the committee, gon' burn it down, but us gon' bust you in the mouth with the chorus now. Say,
what's next and here's my destination. She got off the bus, the conversation lingered in my head for hours. Took a shower, kinda sour, cause my favorite group ain't coming with it. But I'm with you cause you're probably going through it anyway. But anyhow, went and died, went on out and bought it, cause I thought it would be jamming. But examine all the flaws, it walk it, off it, sand and it's costly. But that's all shit, wrote, and I hope I never have to float in that boat. Up shit creek, it's sweet, it's the last quote that I wanna hear when I'm going down. When all said and done and we got a new show in town, when the record player get to skipping and slowing down, all y'all can say is them niggas earn that crown, but until then.
Major right here, you know what I'm saying? Yo, son, y'all niggas is holding it, man. Straight up, man.
Word, man. I'm glad we got together to do this. You know what I'm talking about?
It's all real.
Everybody, north, south, east, west, you know what I'm saying? We doing this thing right here, straight up for hip-hop.
We handling the earth right now. Y'all niggas don't even know.
For sure.
You know what I mean? If it wasn't for us trying to enlighten y'all niggas with all types of flows and flavors, the game wouldn't be the same.
That's right, man. You got to keep innovative and new, creative. You know what
no
I'm saying?
Doubt.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Some people don't want to hear the same old thing
no
over and
doubt.
Over.
You got to come provocative, nigga. You know what I mean?
Word.
Shit got to be spine tingling with mad styles and crazy, dangerous, I mean, bust your shit open beats. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, yo,
word.
Niggas don't even know, son. Yo, we going to play some funky shit for y'all.
That's right.
Straight up. Pay up, nigga.
From East Point to Shaolin. Y'all Shaolin. Better know that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hit this Henny.
Wow. The New Yorkers.
I know.
We love them all.
Even
though
we're from
my
friends.
We are back. They'll make you go. They'll be like, whoa, you going hard, son. We don't let you know this, yo. Like, hey, guys, what are we going to go do? We're going to buy a hot dog. God.
Yo. Dead ass.
Dead ass, yo. So my mother. So my mother. Yo, B, yo, God, yo, son. I'm not respectfully. That's right. Let me stop, y'all. You're here with Family Flashback Fridays. Queen Jean, Cousin Mercy, DJ Maniac back there, and, of course, our wonderful producer, Mr. G. Lou. We hope you all are enjoying our Outkast spotlight. I know I am. I'll be enjoying it too much.
Oh, did you know they had, well, yeah, they had amazing production team, Organized Noise. I love them.
Right. From the Dungeon Family, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Ooh, Dungeon Family.
We're getting into them coming up. Yeah, we're going to get into some of their acts included, of course, you know, Sleepy Brown. We got Big Giddy Gibb. All those guys, you know, they were part of just that movement that came along with the ATL. The ATL, they really just, like, blew up the spot. And they just did that, you know. It's no going back. I think that they, you know, deserve it. But, again, that's not for now. We're going to have to try to do another podcast on that whole discussion. It's just amazing. But a lot of who we were just speaking on the east side, they were like, man, everybody, they thought Wu-Tang should have got it ahead of them. But no, Outkast, you are deserving. But we're going to get into some of that Dungeon Family. We're going to get into some of that smooth stuff. We got some Sleepy Brown coming up, but get your nice fresh clothes on, because I know my queen keep it like this. You know, she don't step out. She be so fresh and so clean. It's a G. Lou. He be so fresh and so clean. I gotta give my gear a BJ Maniac over there. So fresh and so clean. I'll be like, give me my Snoop Dogg t-shirt and my chucks and I'm good to go.
But that's your C-Lo. So that's your C-Lo.
Patty Melton, Monte Carlos, and El Dorado. Don't wake up out of my slumber feeling like Rollo. So follow, it's showtime at the Apollo minus the Kiki Shepherd. With about a hoe and a leopard print. Teddy, Pendergrass, cooler than Freddie Jackson, sipping a milkshake in a snowstorm. That felt so warm in the dorm room at the AU. We blew hay to athletes, my cake you, but you must have been mistaken with them statements that you make, huh? Bongo hooked it up, Omar's gon' dip my rim today so they can ride out to the honeycomb, hide out. I'm sure how to wild out like that tripper. Let me be Bambino on your slippers, YKK on your zipper. Lick you like a lizard when I'm slithered, a sober. 6 million ways
praise the Folger. Like Noah's, I get two the views and you get pretty deep. But I call your ass from 80s, I know you'll be there for me, girl.
Ain't nobody so fancy, I'm just so precious.
So precious, so
clean, clean,
running off at their mouth and telling me everything that's on your nasty mind. They say you're malnutritioned and need a vitamin D and inviting me to that tingle in your spine. I love who you are, love who you ain't. You're so Anne Frank, that's just an addict to hide out for about 2 weeks. Rick chains and no chains and whips, I do suck lips to hipster and double time, the boy next door's a freak. Ha ha ha. The sky is falling, ain't no need to panic. I got a chicken, want your automatic. Compatible, created in the attic. We are the coolest motherfuckers on the planet. The sky is falling, ain't no need to panic. I got a chicken, want your automatic.
are back. I think we back. Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Queen, you with me? DJ Maniac. NG. That was I Love the Way You Move. Shout out to the young lady that starred in that video. She started a trend. I bet she didn't even know what she did. But that was a groovy little tune.
I'm here.
Off of the... Oh, yeah.
Yep. Some speaker box.
Yeah. Right. That 11 times platinum. Wow.
A double album. Yeah.
2 hours and about 24 minutes for your listening pleasure. I remember people going back and forth when that came out. Oh, it's the speaker box. Oh, it's the Love Below. Well, I was pregnant when that came out, so I was like, who gives a funk? No. Like, help them all. Especially the lady in that video. I was like, bitch, I'm fat right now. You all started looking all nice stuff. Yeah, her back was looking like my front. I was like, oh, what is we going to do? Good times, y'all. Good times.
I'm going to tell you my one of my experiences with Outkast, and actually it's my children. I was coming home from work, and I was supposed to have been working overtime, but I decided I'm going to go home and spend the evening with my children, you know, because I was doing a lot of work. I pull up. They got a boombox on the front porch. Seemed like half of the Long Beach guys was on the front porch, and they were blasting Outkast. What was the one we played? Get Up. They were blasting that song. Yeah. And I was like, what the is going on here? Them brothers was looking like, ooh, y'all in trouble. I was looking at my kids like, I'm going to whoop your ass. What are you doing?
Ooh.
And,
oh, my
yeah.
God.
That's how I looked at them. And they, all the little homies, they got up and they got on their bikes and they left. And the rest was in the house.
Was Outkast
so that was
history,
my,
huh? Right.
Yeah, that was my Outkast history. That's how I got turned
right.
on to Outkast. Like, and I said, who was that y'all was listening to? That's Outkast.
Right.
Okay, well, I'm going to Outkast your butt. Mm-hmm.
Shoot, that look. If you ever got that look, if you ever had the pleasure, the experience, that look, you better get stepping or just moving or going another way or doing another something. Anyway, y'all, we're like more than halfway done. We do want to fit all of the previously approved selections by the DJ in. I did have something that I did want to tell y'all real quick for Mercy's Minute. I'm going to just say it right to the nail because it just teed me off so bad. But maybe by next Friday we'll have a few more clues on what happened. There's a debate, and there is a poll going on. You know what we're trying to figure out this week, guys, in the crazy, wacky world? Who did the cocaine found in the White House? Who did it belong to? Who did that belong to? Now, was it Hunter? Now, we know Hunter, allegedly, they said he likes to rock it up. Now, he did it on camera for you. He did it on Twitter. He said, I'm going to just smoke my rock right here for you, allegedly. But now they just came out and said, oh, it wasn't in the West Wing. It was in the West Executive Entrance, not the formal West Wing, as previously reported. But all you telling me is it was found still.
I thought
so we just
going to
keep our eye on that.
Too.
Mercy. Yeah, it's all over the place. Like, what is this? Like, they didn't even find
maybe
none
they
of
got
that
some teeth
when
somewhere.
Them people ran up in there. Yeah, they didn't find that. So, Marcia's Minute, we're going to keep an eye on that for the peoples. Maybe by Sunday, we'll have a little bit more insight into that young man trying to climb. I just got to call him a young man. Is that her baby father? Is that her baby father? Let me tell you what he said right quick, y'all. I'm going to let y'all go. He said, we live in a generation where a man of the family doesn't want the wife and the mother to his kids to showcase booty cheeks to please others, and he gets told how much of a hater he is. This is my family and my representation. I have standards and morals to what I believe. I rest my case. Now, the young man was mad because his baby mother went to see Usher, and Usher serenaded her. But, sir, you didn't have no problem, and where was your morals when you took your participle and you put it into her lady bit? You procreated a life. You life mate. She had the baby, and then you said you got morals, but you was unwed too. So you out there fauna of the K-team. You have an enter of the course, but you got morals, and you will not stand for this. Kiki, go to the concert, girl, from one mother to another. Go to the concert. Have fun. Just take care of your baby. And that's it for Marcus Minute. Back to y'all. Thank you, Queen. Thank you, DJ Mania. Thank you, Jesus.
That's such a touchy subject. Like, you know, really it is. People just need to not even give their opinions. That's how I feel. We do have a caller on the line. Caller, good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, Berkeley ladies.
Hi.
Hi, Berkeley lady.
You sound like a Berkeley lady. I know.
That's why I said, hi, Berkeley lady.
Mm-hmm. We all sound the same.
Well, I'm sure that would be a delight, but this is Asia.
Oh, that's Asia. You sound
Asia.
Like my little sister. Hey, Queen Asia, how you doing?
Yes, she did.
I say that lady. I can't grumble. Hey, what's up?
Well, that's
you
a blessing.
You sound like family.
When you can't and you just won't, that's you know, that's awesome. Truly it is. So what's going on? You have a story about Outkast, or you want to have a take on any of the topics that Marcy Managers has?
No,
or you can wait till Sunday
think...
to come on.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I think that y'all picked a great group again to showcase tonight. I can see why Billboard picked them to be number one group.
Mm-hmm.
They have their own style, different flow. I mean, lyrical, playful, just everything. And definitely their own style, and they're from the South. So, yeah, I think they picked a good group. But my question to y'all, let me ask y'all this. Who would be, not Billboard, but who would be y'all number one rap group? Back at it, yes.
Well, I'm not really into rap, so I couldn't give you a number one rap group for myself. I'm not really into rap.
I'll go last. So DJ Maniac.
I
was DJ Maniac.
And you said group, so.
I'm doing okay.
That's good.
Who's your favorite rap group, DJ Maniac?
Damn. It's a toss-up because...
You got 3 seconds.
Public
Enemy. I'll say Public Enemy.
Public Enemy, boom. They on that list, too. I think they made, like, number 3 or 4. Asia, you got to come back for the podcast when we do it so we can have you in on a debate. But for me, because you said you asked this before when we was doing the number ones, Bone Thugs.
Yes.
You know what?
I agree with you.
Yeah, I remember.
What? No, what? Tell us what, because I don't know what. Tell me.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
No, because Maniac said, you know what, and I don't know what. You know, that's a debatable. You know what? Like, okay, right, please. So I want to know what. What's happening? That was interesting.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say N.W.A.
Nah, son. Nah, yo. Nah, that's on my mother. No. Boom, 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 boom.
Well, Asia, we thank you for calling in and vibing out with us this evening, because I assume you've been hanging out with us. We thank you for that. Continue to hang out with us if you can.
Yes, ma'am.
Appreciate it, but you do. You sound like my little sister, so I really thought that you were.
Yes, you
her.
Did.
Mm-hmm. Oh. You sound just like her.
Yep.
Well, shout out to little sis.
You got us. Yep, but stay with us like Queen said, and we're going to keep the party moving, y'all. We would love to talk all night, you know, because of Mercy Dew. But where we at, Queen? Let's see. We just got them. Oh!
Hey, yeah, but I know we don't have that on our list.
I know. G-Lou works miracles. But we had another one with Sleepy Brown Queen with that. I can't wait. Can't wait.
I can't wait. Mm-hmm.
Get it to it, y'all.
Let's
Outcast.
Go.
Let's get it, y'all.
Flashback Fabulous Friday with the amazing Outcast.
To the lovers.
Leather in the summer, silk in the winter. This is such an art, where do I begin? Used to sing tenor in the church choir. Really, I was flexing, but the girls, they were fine. I'm that type of guy that know the subtle signs. When I cuddle mine, she ain't even trying to look sexy. But even if she was, so what? Motherfucker, grow up, don't mean to be so abrupt. But that lets me know that she's a human being. And being human's hard on the boulevard. Girl, you got it bad. Glad I'm not one, but yet you got it good. You are the hot one, but I'm Andre, Benjamin Andre to be exact. You'd hope to meet a gentleman one day, well this is that. In fact, Dookie introduced us at a show about a year or so ago, I don't know. Mind slips me, I'm in the southern states, you know. Why all the pimps be dressing all boogie and carrying ugly cups. And yes, you're getting booed if your shit do not get down. And yes, you're getting sued by women who didn't get up. I'll say seat on the bus, and feet shouldn't rust. And beat is a must, and we shouldn't lust, but we do. I'm laughing at the calendars and clocks, Ascot to match the socks. What's in your speaker box, pink and blue? You're lollygagging, you're slow poking, you got me open, you're playing with me. Darling, I'm not a toy, as if Anita Baker brings the joy. You're kinder, the tiner, meaning the real McCoy. I can't wait.
I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait, no, can't wait. Ooh, baby, come on, stop saying. Gonna get it in to the morning light. Come on, baby, I can't wait. The way you love me, I can't wait. The way you love me, I can't wait. I can feel it, I can't wait. All over me, I can't wait. Come on, baby, I can't wait. Please come home, I can't wait tonight.
Another face to replace, 'cause I can't wait.
Much for picking me up in this world.
Hey, John.
Were we recording just then? Let me hear that, the first one I first heard.
So, I typed a text to a girl I used to see, saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I wanna be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I'd CC round town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Wetness all around me, true, but I'm no island, peninsula maybe. Makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this pussy cat that's in my lap, no looking back, spaceship. Don't come equipped with rearview mirrors, they dip as quick as they can. The atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pimp, I'm glad it's night. So the light from the sun would not burn me on my bum when I shoot the moon. High jump the broom like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling too soon, don't do it. Reconsider, read some litter. Sure on the subject, you sure? You know we got your back like chiropractic. If that do you dirty, we'll wipe her out as in detergent. Now hurry, hurry, thrown to the altar. I know you ain't a pimp, but pimp, remember what I taught you. Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart, hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, three stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part. Play your part.
To choose it, lover, never without a rubber. Never in the seats like it on top of the cover. Money on the dresser, drive a compressor. Top notch, get the most, not the lesser. Trash like the for $40 in the club. Up the game, she gets no love. She be cross country giving all that she got. A thousand a pop, I'm pulling billions off the lot. I smashed up the gray one, bought me a red. Every time we hit the parking lot, we turn head. Some wanna choose, but them is too scary. You chose me, you ain't a pimp, you a fairy.
Time to get down with the team. The grass is greener on that other side. If you know what I mean, I show you you've never seen the seven wonders of the world. And I can make you the eighth if you wanna be my girl. Girl, I say my girl, I don't mean my woman. That ain't my style. Need a real street stalker. Walk a green mile. You piling up the paper on the dining room table. Cause you able to realize I'm the truth and not a fable. Baby, we rockin' Russian table. Keep that chiller on the rack. What I look like with some $1,000 up on my back. I'm a $1 million Mac, they need $1 billion. Put my pimpin' in your life, watch your daddy get rich. Easy as ABC, simple as 1, 2, 3. Get down with UGK, this CBU with B. Cause what's up with no pimp, and what's a pimp with no. Don't be a lame, you know the game and how it goes. We try to get chose.
Many, many decisions with precision I pick or make my selection on who I choose to be with. Girl, don't touch my protection. I know you want me to slip, but slipping is something I don't do. Tipping for life. That's like making it rain every month on schedule. Let me tell you, get your parasol umbrella, cause it's gonna get wetter. Better prepare you for the sea support. She's supposed to spend it on that baby, but we see she don't.
Ass Paul McCartney, the lawyers couldn't stop this. Slaughter of them pockets had to tie to a rock.
Send her into outer space, I know he wish he could, cause he paying 20k a day, that eating good. Like an infant on a double D, just getting crumped, cause you miscalculated the next to the last pump.
Dump in the gut, raw from the giddy. Yep, better choose the right one or pick the kitties up. So.
Oh,
And there we go.
We went, okay. Went third. Rest in peace, Pimp C. And love that guy.
That song is fire, though.
Right.
So great, great show. DJ Maniac, you hung out with us. Thank you again. Thank you to everyone who listened in. Thank you for the caller, Lady A. We appreciate you and everyone else who, you know, called in to tune in. We appreciate you. If you just listened online, we appreciate you very much for hanging out with the Berkeley Queens and DJ Maniac. And, of course, our amazing producer, G. Lou, who allows us these 2 hours to be on the platform to entertain you guys on our fabulous Flashback Fridays. Such a blast. We always like to leave you guys with something inspirational before we check out for the weekend. The weekend is here. It's going to be hot, I'm sure, everywhere. Just do your H2O, as our Flossie used to say, drink your coconut water. Coconut water and pineapple water. I'm saying that. Put pineapples in your water. Just make it tasty. Literally. So, yes. Like, I love fruit and water, but everyone just be safe, stay dehydrated, and create priceless memories with your loved ones. You know, so much going on in the world. I'm going to go ahead and leave it with this, and Cousin Marcy, you can follow up behind me if you like. Let the improvements of yourself keep you so busy that you have no time to criticize others. Marinate on that. Don't let it go over your head. You know, that's a note to self as well. So let's just, you know, put that in over the weekend. Peace and love to everyone. Ashe, thank you, King,
always,
and thank you, DJ Manette.
You're welcome. Love you, too.
Much love. Absolutely.
Love what the Queen said. Cousin Marcy don't have too much of nothing. What Queen said, all the way, Jose, marinate on that. Beautiful show tonight. Thank you again to our caller. That did give us some ground news on what happened in Lancaster. Hopefully we get some updates, good ones, for that couple. But I don't have anything too profound to say. If we don't get to a long way to go, check that one out. It is a very good song with Gwen Stefani and Andre 3000. But great show, y'all. And see you next week. Don't forget After Hours, 9:30, YouTube.
Yeah, we'll be back on Sunday.
Oh, yes, on Sunday. On Sunday. I always do that. My fault.
OG Fabulous Lowrider Odie Show. We coming with Layla. So let's go. Let's go. Peace and love, everybody. I say.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
We've got a long way to go. When snow hits the asphalt, coldness and bad talk come. We've got a long way to go. It's beyond Martin Luther. Upgrade computer.
Time we went out on a date, I was fine. Uh-huh.